Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Taisha Harden, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. The meditation this morning comes from Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. Do not be discouraged. Hebrews 4:14 and 16 reminds us, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Each one of us carries our own story with unexpected hurdles, diagnoses, and never-ending problems. The world around us mirrors our struggles with the weight of gun violence, the echoes of war in the Middle East, and the erratic climate changes that have us donning shorts one day and sweaters the next. No matter the challenges we face, we serve a Savior who not only comprehends our struggles, but actively advocates for us. God's presence transforms our struggles into triumphs, showing us that victory is not a distant dream, but a tangible reality, even in the midst of life's most demanding moments. The truth is, in our walk with God, we often encounter the challenge of staying focused on God's presence amid the myriad distractions of life. It's crucial to understand that God is not discouraged by our struggles to keep our focus on Him. In fact, God is pleased when we make sincere efforts to stay in God's presence. Let's acknowledge that maintaining unwavering focus on God can be a lofty goal. The distractions are numerous and relentless and pulling us in various directions. The pressures of daily life, the demand of work and family, and the temptations that surround us can make it difficult to keep our eyes fixed on God. However, the beauty of our faith lies in the recognition that we are not alone in this endeavor. Hebrews 4 and 15 reassures us that Jesus, our high priest, understands our weaknesses. He faced temptations and trials just as we do, yet he did not sin. This means that he can empathize with the challenges we encounter in our quest to stay in God's presence. Victory in this journey is not about never being distracted. It's about persevering through distractions. It's about turning back to God each time we lose our way, remembering that our distractions do not define us. Our determination to seek God does. So do not be discouraged by the difficulties of keeping your focus on God. Instead, approach God's throne of grace with confidence, seeking God's mercy and grace to help you in your times of need. In your moment of distraction, turn to God and find renewed strength and guidance. Victory is found in your relentless pursuit of God's presence and your unwavering faith that God is pleased when you seek Him, even amid life's distractions. Would you pray with me? Eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity to come to you in our time of need. God, with distractions and chaos all around us, it is so easy to find ourselves out of your presence. So God, we pray today that when we find ourselves in those moments of disarray, in those moments of overwhelm, in those moments where life is just happening all around us, that we will find solace in knowing that we can come to you, that we are not in this thing called life alone, that you are journeying alongside of us. So God, we pray for each person that is listening on today, that they will find solace and warmth in knowing that even though we get distracted, you have not abandoned us. Even though we get distracted, you are not discouraged by us. That in fact, you are encouraged by our effort to seek you, to seek your presence, and to be in your midst. So God, we pray right now that you would give us strength for the journey, that you would gird us up for everything that may come our way. Because God, we know that each and every day we are faced with new challenges, but that with you, all things are possible. So as we begin to start this day, we pray that you are with us, that your love surrounds us, and that your presence never leaves us. That we would be the vessels that you seek for us to be. That we would go out into the world and transform it with your presence. God, that you will continue to strive to make us into who you would have us to be, that in spite of the distractions, that we would keep our focus on you because you are the center of all things. So now, God, as we end this prayer and end this time with you, that you would never depart from us, even when we depart from your presence, God, that you would remind us to come back to our center, who is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we would be reminded that with you, we can do the impossible, and without you, we can do nothing. So God, have your way throughout the remainder of this day and be with us always. In Jesus we pray, amen. Thank you for joining us for this time of prayer. We pray that you would come back on Sunday and join us at 10 a.m. You can be live in the sanctuary, or you can join on our social media platforms or at www.rayofhope.org. Have a wonderful day, and may God continue to bless you richly.